What up, baby, baby? It's On My Way Home podcast. Yeah. What's up, shizzles, my nizzles? It's Friday. You're listening to the On My Way Home podcast. The podcast. The only podcast that I know of that takes place on a drive home from work. Raw audio. I don't need any songs. No cut scenes, sounds, jokes, laughs, cries. Just like to record this for the peeps and get it structured sometime. Kind of talk right now about what's on my mind and how the day went, but I think once this picks up some steam, and I'll get some emails coming in, set up that email account to give you to send emails, maybe talk about a question or a problem that somebody has just to get somebody else's thoughts on it. It's always good to get a second, third set of eyes and ears to listen in on what's going on in life. So I am driving home. We were supposed to get about 10 inches of snow here in Ohio. We ended up with probably 2 or 3. I always say the weathermen don't have too many skills because they never get fired when they're wrong. And I think that seems like a pretty easy profession now with technology. All they say is, oh, there's some wind and it blew in Alberta, the Alberta Clipper up. And now we didn't get snow. All of a sudden, it goes from 9 inches to 0. So, whatever, it's a little ridiculous, but I'm happy because I don't have 10 inches of snow to go snow blow. I only have a few once I get home. So what else happened today? Most of the whole company I worked for, IT consulting company, worked from home because they were scared about the snow that we didn't get. So it was kind of a dead office. Went to my home brew club last night, brewed some craft beer, had me some Hop Slam and some Boss Tweed by Old Nation Brewing and Bell's Brewery. They're up in Michigan. So those were tasty. And that's one thing that I enjoy doing, brewing beer, drinking craft beer. That type of stuff is kind of a hobby. I don't know if drinking beer can be called a hobby, but it is to me. Along with whiskey. Along with comedy podcasts. All this good stuff I covered yesterday, but still. Comedy, beer, podcasting, kids, business, leadership, mentoring. Video games from the 90s when I was a kid, G.I. Joes. We gotta cover everything throughout the lifetime of this podcast. So what's my favorite Nintendo game? Didn't even think about it. Let's see what comes to mind first. Nintendo NES. What was it? Tecmo Bowl. That's what it was. Tecmo Super Bowl. Bo Jackson all day long, baby. Or you could be the Kansas City Chiefs with Christian Okoye tapping that B button like a mofo. Have those bitches bouncing off you with the stiff arm. Ooh, sugar. Who else was good in that game? Oh, being the Eagles with the defense with Reggie White. I remember he was fast. The Cowboys with Charles Haley. That was pretty good. Or was that the Eagles? Or was that the Cowboys? Or was that the 49ers? I don't remember now. 49ers were awesome. I do remember that because that was Roger Craig, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. The Oilers, the Houston Oilers, rest in peace, with Warren Moon. And I don't remember any of the other people. Oh, they had Matthews, Bruce Matthews off of defensive lineman. Remember that? All right. Who else? What else? That game was pretty fun. That game was fun. That, pick your play, if your opponent picks your play, you always hid your controller so your buddies didn't see what you picked, because they'd guess your play, and then it was an all-out sack. It was kind of a cool concept. What other games did I play for NES? A lot of, like, Sega and Nintendo 64 games keep coming to my head. Mario Brothers, obviously, Duck Hunt. The Nintendo Power Pad, I still have that thing in my basement, the track and field. Erase the frickin' Cougar or Coot, what the hell was that thing? Cheetah, that's what it was. That son of a bitch was fast, you couldn't beat that thing. You had to get on your hands and knees on that Power Pad and start smacking it with your hands or doing it with a buddy. I still have that sucker, get that thing out. What was the biggest pain in the butt, Nintendo? Blowing in the back of those games. I don't even know if it did anything. We saw it had dust in it. You gotta blow in it. You gotta rub your nipples on it. You gotta get some nipple juice on the games and it'll play. But it seemed to always work. The blowing, not the nipple juice. I never tried that. Just thought about that now. That's probably what it was. It was lack of nipple juice. Oh. Never really got into Zelda for some reason. It's more of the sports. Sports, Tecmo Bowl, I think's number one. Then moving up to Sega, doing that Madden, baby. That John Madden. That old son bitch that doesn't fly anywhere, John Madden. Sonic the Hedgehog, that was a good one. I need to go through my list. I think PlayStation was when we started getting a bunch of games, and that's when I found a buddy that knew how to burn PlayStation games. Hopefully the statute of limitations of illegalness is up. But doing that, playing, having a bunch of burn games was pretty cool, renting games, and just like you used to rip DVDs, you do it to the games. But well, that was a good Nintendo video game conversation. Pulling into my garage now. Looks like nobody shoveled my driveway. That's awesome. Got my wife and two kids at home, so I didn't really expect anybody to, but oh, sweet Jesus, going up the hill. All right, peeps. Have a safe weekend. Drink some beers. Be safe. Swear I'm going to get that email set up. I'll get some traction on this. Share it with friends. And Schizo out. What's going on, babies, ladies and gentlemen? You are on, you are listening to the On the Way Home podcast. Sorry for the delay. I almost just ran over an employee. He was getting slow as I was backing out of the driveway. Out of the parking lot, honking him. Get out of here, you son of a bitch. All right, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's Monday. Monday at 5:21 Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time. Toledo, Ohio. 15 degrees. Snowy, icy. Let's get it on. It is a Monday. The sun is brighter than a mother fricker. Oh, so how was the weekend? What did you guys do? What did I do? Oh, man. Another day in paradise. Watched some UFC. Drank some craft beers. Went to a hockey game. Had my son throw up all over himself. You know, living the dream. Living the dream. But it was a good time. Hockey game was pretty sweet. It was the Toledo Walleye farm team of Detroit Red Wings. Red Wings. Gung, 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 gung. And 5 minutes left in the game. Walleye are up 4-0. Just all out brawls. The goalies come out, it's just a war. It's just haymakers and babies getting tossed. It was pretty sweet. So that was a good night. Came home with a nice little buzz. watch some UFC, watch Luke Rockhold drop some bombs on, can't even think of who he fought now. Somebody that has names on the tip of my tongue and I can't think of. Yoel Romero. There we go. Yeah. So that was a good fight. That was about it. What happened Sunday? Sunday was nothing. We had sheets of ice all over the streets. It was like ice skating rinks and it was just like glass laced with cocaine. You didn't even know what to do, so we decided to stay inside. Get some stuff done around the house, get ready for the next day. So it was a cool time, guys. So I was playing around with the app that I used to record this, and there's some stuff with songs and different things. I know I said I wasn't going to add music or add any of that stuff, but part of me wants to try it just to see. As this podcast goes on, this is the third, fourth episode. I want to try to get some more and more structure on it. There's so many topics. I like to talk about everything. I do believe podcasts should be in the niche area. Whether you like freaking let's talk about 90s TV shows or Magic the Gathering or fantasy football, because we need another one of those. I just like talking about everything. And if you didn't get the gist of it in the beginning, I just record this on my drive home and just talk about shit. Hopefully get call-ins, hopefully get people that want to interact. I can answer some questions, talk about whatever. Doesn't matter. I just like people, talking to people, helping people, making fun of people, bullshitting with people, making babies with people, all that good stuff. So I think I'm going to add maybe a Twitter, maybe an Instagram, definitely an email, just to try to get the reach out to get people to listen. See if it's worth listening to. I hope it's worth listening to. I give advice and talk to people all day at work in the consulting world. So, yes, it'd be nice to do that with people I've never even met. It'd just be fun. I think it's something I'd like to do. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Gotta do shit. No regrets. Whether I record 100 episodes and don't get one listener, or I get a lot of listeners. The truth. I don't play a character. I don't like the PC. I know it's time to be respectful. I just love saying what's on my mind. Normally my conversations getting all sorts of craziness. Start at A, end up a Z. So how was your day today? Went through the weekend. Today was busy as usual. Booked a couple work trips to Austin, Texas in a couple weeks. So that's cool. Heard the stock market's back up a little bit. That's nice. Heard Amazon firing 50,000 people. That's not good for those people, but people say you got good at really good at hiring, but no one's good at firing. So, I kind of see that. I see that in some with us too, in the company I work at, because we're nice people and you don't want to fire people. Everyone has families and bills, and you try to find a fit. Then you try to find another fit, and then you just call it a day 2 years later. Opposed to you should see warning signs and you should just be done and, get on with their life, get on with your life, and deal with any ramifications or fallouts before they screw up stuff for clients. So that's interesting. I think Amazon, I know they're opening a new headquarters or a second office in another big city. I don't think it was decided yet, but I don't know if they're gearing up to fire some people because of automation, of AI, of machine learning, of what, or whatever. I don't know. I didn't read the article fully of what it was talking about. But they're obviously going to be hiring once they open this new office, or at least transferring people. But what else happened? Let's see. The Detroit Pistons. They lost their game to the Nets, I believe. I saw the Cavs beat the Celtics. LeBron with his new squad. He looked all excited and energized. There must have been some truth to the Isaiah Thomas being a turd burglar in the locker room. Because they were all negative and playing for themselves. So be curious to see what happens. Or maybe it's just like when you get a new girlfriend and it's all great. They're in the honeymoon phase right now, and then in a couple weeks they'll all be talking shit about each other like last time. You never know. Only time will tell. What else going on? I realize I'm saying what else is going on a lot. I need to stop that. I hate crutch words, crutch phrases. That actually drives me fucking crazy. The word like and and all that crap. It annoys me because I pick it up so quickly when people start talking. Listen to Adam Carolla today. Listen to Gary Vee today. Listen to most of Joe Rogan's Duncan Trussell podcast. Oh, excuse me for the yawn. Those are interesting. Those are the three guys that I think a lot of people listen to. And that I love listening to. Learn stuff, entertaining. It's always fun. It's part of the main reason I started this podcast is those guys just do it. They definitely had, you know, besides maybe Gary, Joe, and Adam, had celebrity on their side. So I feel like that's why they can talk about anything. And they have listeners because you're going to listen to them, not based on a specific topic. And Gary's more of the motivational type guy, but still good information. And like listen to his different raw thoughts on things. So yeah, that's about all I got today. I'm close to home. Looking at frickin' a front yard that's covered in ice and snow. It looks kind of cool. It looks like a big ol' woolly mammoth dropped a cum load on it. I don't know, that was inappropriate. Sorry for all the children that are listening. But, what's going on, babies? Ladies and gentlemen, you are on. You are listening to the On the Way Home podcast. Sorry for the delay. I almost just ran over an employee. He was getting slow as I was backing out of the driveway. Out of the parking lot, honking him. Get out of here, you son of a bitch. Alright, what's up? It's Monday. Monday at 5:21 Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time. Toledo, Ohio. 15 degrees. Snowy, icy. Let's get it on. It is a Monday. The sun is brighter than a mother fricker. Oh, so how was the weekend? What did you guys do? What did I do? Oh, man. Another day in paradise. Watched some UFC. Drank some craft beers. Went to a hockey game. Had my son throw up all over himself. You know, living the dream. Living the dream. But it was a good time. Hockey game was pretty sweet. It was the Toledo Walleye. Farm team of Detroit Red Wings. Red Wings. And 5 minutes left in the game. Walleye are up 4-0. Just all out. Brawls. The goalies come out. It's just a war. It's just haymakers and babies getting tossed. It was pretty sweet. So that was a good night. Came home with a nice little buzz. Watched some UFC. Watched Luke Rockhold drop some bombs on... can't even think of who he fought now. Somebody that has names on the tip of my tongue and I can't think of... Yoel Romero. There we go. Yeah. So that was a good fight. That was about it. What happened Sunday? Sunday was nothing. We had sheets of ice all over the streets. It was like ice skating rinks and... It was just like glass laced with cocaine. You didn't even know what to do, so we decided to stay inside. Get some stuff done around the house, get ready for the next day. So it was a cool time, guys. Cool time. So I was playing around with the app that I used to record this, and there's some stuff with songs and different things. I know I said I wasn't going to add music or add any of that stuff, but part of me wants to try it just to see. As this podcast goes on, this is the fourth episode. I want to try to get some more and more structure on it. There's so many topics. I like to talk about everything. I do believe podcasts should be in the, the niche area. Whether you like freaking let's talk about 90s TV shows or Magic the Gathering or fantasy football, because we need another one of those. I just like talking about everything. And if you didn't get the gist of it in the beginning, I just record this on my drive home and just talk about shit. Hopefully get call-ins, hopefully get people that want to interact. I can answer some questions, talk about whatever. Doesn't matter. I just like people, talking to people, helping people, making fun of people, bullshitting with people, making babies with people, all that good stuff. So I think I'm going to add maybe a Twitter, maybe an Instagram, definitely an email, just to try to get the reach out to get people to listen. See if it's worth listening to. I hope it's worth listening to. I give advice and talk to people all day at work in the consulting world. So, yes, it'd be nice to do that with people I've never even met. It'd just be fun. I think it's something I'd like to do. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Gotta do shit. No regrets. Whether I record 100 episodes and don't get one listener, or get a lot of listeners. The truth. I don't play a character. I don't like the PC. I know it's time to be respectful. I just love saying what's on my mind. Normally my conversations getting all sorts of craziness. Start at A, end up a Z. So how was your day today? Went through the weekend. Today was busy as usual. Booked a couple work trips to Austin, Texas in a couple weeks, so that's cool. Heard the stock market's back up a little bit. That's nice. Heard Amazon firing 50,000 people. That's not good for those people, but people say you're really good at hiring, but no one's good at firing. So, I kind of see that. I see that in some with us too, in the company I work at, because we're nice people and you don't want to fire people. Everyone has families and bills, and you try to find a fit, then you try to find another fit, and then you just call it a day 2 years later. Opposed to you should see warning signs and you should just be done and, get on with their life, get on with your life, and deal with any ramifications or fallouts before they screw up stuff for clients. So that's interesting. I think Amazon, I know they're opening a new headquarters or a second office in another big city. I don't think it was decided yet, but I don't know if they're gearing up to fire some people because of automation, of AI, of machine learning, of what, or whatever. I don't know. I didn't read the article fully of what it was talking about. But they're obviously going to be hiring once they open this new office, or at least transferring people. But what else happened? Let's see. The Detroit Pistons, they lost their game to the Nets, I believe. I saw the Cavs beat the Celtics. LeBron with his new squad, he looked all excited and energized. There must have been some truth to the Isaiah Thomas being a turd burglar in the locker room, because they were all negative and playing for themselves. So be curious to see what happens. Or maybe it's just like when you get a new girlfriend and it's all great, they're in the honeymoon phase right now, and then in a couple weeks they'll all be talking shit about each other like last time. You never know, only time will tell. What else going on? I realize I'm saying what else going on a lot. I need to stop that. I hate crutch words, crutch phrases. That actually drives me fucking crazy. The word like and and all that crap. It annoys me because I pick it up so quickly when people start talking. Listen to Adam Carolla today. Listen to Gary Vee today. Listen to most of Joe Rogan's Duncan Trussell podcast. Oh, excuse me for the yawn. Those are interesting. Those are the three guys that I think a lot of people listen to and that I love listening to. Learn stuff, entertaining. It's always fun. It's part of the main reason I started this podcast is those guys just do it. They definitely had, besides maybe Gary, Joe, and Adam, had celebrity on their side. So I feel like that's why they can talk about anything. And they have listeners because you're going to listen to them, not based on a specific topic. And Gary's more of the motivational type guy, but still good information. And like listen to his different raw thoughts on things. So yeah, that's about all I got today. I'm close to home, looking at frickin' a front yard that's covered in ice and snow. It looks kind of cool. It looks like a big ol' woolly mammoth dropped a cum load on it. I don't know, that was inappropriate. Sorry for all the children that are listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.